The Mishnah and Megillah tells us about the different days, how many aliyahs we have. So on Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, Mincha, we have 3. On Rosh Chodesh and Chol Hamoed, we have 4. On Yontif, we have 5. Machlokes in the Gemara between Yom Kippur and Shabbos, whether Yom Kippur 6 and Shabbos 7, or Shabbos is 6 and Yom Kippur 7. We paskin 6 on Yom Kippur, 7 on Shabbos. That's our practice. And the Mishnah is clear that one is permitted to have osafas on Shabbos. Everyone agrees that when it comes to Shabbos, one is permitted to add 8 aliyahs, 9, 10, the Shiva Kruim, and that's the minimum. And the Ran explains why, because what's the concern about the other days? If you have a day of 3 aliyahs to make it Hosafa, you're showing that every day is equal to the Kedushas Rosh Chodesh Chol Hamoed. 4 to 5, Chol Hamoed to Yontif. 5 to 6, Yontif to Yom Kippur. And 6 to 7, Yom Kippur to Shabbos. But Shabbos is the king of the hill. And therefore, there's no problem. It's the 7 anyway. So if the 7, if everyone got 6, and you get 7, if you get 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, you're still the king of the hill, and therefore there's no problem with Hosafas on Shabbos, according to Akuya Ma'ai. There's the minig in yeshivas, where different places do not make Hosafas even on Shabbos. Aye, it's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you're allowed to. So number one is, many places do that because they're not allowed to. It's a hashkama minyan. It's just a time factor. Time factor. It's here because it's tzibur. But if, let's assume you thought it was a problem, so it's the minig of the gra not to do Hosafas. So why would there be a minig? Assuming it's not a time factor. There's no tircha de tzibur. Why would you think you can't have a today hosaf on Shabbos? So that's what the Vilna Gaon explains, because there are many takanas that change in Kriyas HaTorah. And one of them was that you used to get, the Kohen used to get the beginning of the first aliyah. You called up everyone else, and then the last aliyah finished it off. So you had one bracha rishona, one bracha achrona. And therefore, what's the issue? What's the difference? Call up as many people as you want. There is no issue. You're not making any brachas. But here, the minig today is, our minig is based on different factors. We all, every time you call up someone, you make your own bracha. So now we're talking about an extra brachas. So in order not to add on, maybe saying, the Mishnah is only saying it's not a problem if it's Shabbos, when there's no ali, there's no problem with stuff. It's when we're not dealing with Tosefes brachas. But here, if you're going to make everyone making a bracha, maybe there is an issue of adding extra brachas. The minig is not like the Vilna Gaon, but that's why some are machmir like that. But the general consensus view is we have Hosafas on Shabbos. So that's clear. What about Hosafas on Yontif? So according to the Ran, it's only limited to Shabbos, because if you make from 5 to 6 or 6 to 7, then you're going to turn Kedushas Yontif into Kedushas Yom Kippur, or your Kedushas Yom Kippur into Kedushas Shabbos. Therefore, the Ran says it's a problem. However, we don't passing like the Ran. We assume, even on Yontif, may Ikar HaDin, one is permitted to make Hosafas. How do we know that the Ikar HaDin on Yontif? Because, as Tosis points out, what is the minig, what's our practice by a tainis? So in general, we have a machlokes, forget about a tainis, we have a discussion in the Gemara, let's say on Shabbos, or Yontif, when we read the maftar, is maftar ola l'minyan shiva now? What does that mean? Does maftar count as number 7, or is maftar number 8? So, and in fact, that could tie into the issue of this, whether a yortzeit, the Shabbos before, this, whether you get the aliyah, or do you get take the maftar, the haftorah, different issues, but many take the haftorah. But those who claim, since maftar is not really olu l'minyan shiva, it's not really part of the 7, one should take a regular aliyah. Either way, different minhagim. But we assume what's our practice. On Shabbos, we do the maftar, then we do 7 aliyahs, then we add maftar. On Yontif, we do the same thing. So we're ready, we see we make hosafas. When don't we do Hosafos? That's the Tosis points out that on a Tainis, what do we do when we read a Maftir? At Mincha, Shlishi is the Maftir. We don't add another Aliyah. Since during the week, you're not allowed to do Hosafos. Bitul Malacha. People go to work. You don't have time. Tircha de Tzibor. So you're not allowed to add. So therefore, we make Maftir part of Shlishi. So Mikra Din, if Maftir's Eino Ola Laminyan, then you'd have to count it within the five aliyahs. And the fact that one practice is we do five aliyahs, then mafters, we show really me'ikar ad-din, one is permitted to have osafas. The minig is not to, but really, strictly speaking, we do have osafas. The minig is we just do the mafter, but in theory, one can do more osafas also. But that's the practice. Shabbos, we kuleyama agree, or most, you know, we assume you can do osafas. The Vilna Gaon is masufik because of the brachas issue, but the practice is we do it. We do it. Yontif, the practice is not to, even though Me'ikra Adin, it seems that we can do it. But what's clear is we don't seem to do Hosafas during the week because of that issue. So the question is, there's an interesting Ramah. The Ramah writes, if you have two Chasanim in the Minyan, and they're not Kohanim or Leviyim, you can make a Hosafa, make four Aliyahs. So we see number one is like the Ramah, he's not saying to throw the Kohen out of the room and to bow and tell him to leave. Apparently the Ramah thinks that it's worse than Mavato, the mitzvah, the Kidashto, we're dealing with the Daraisa, better to deal with the Indian of Hosafas. But that's the Ramah, we'll see if we pass him like this Ramah in a minute. But the Ramah says you should, because generally we don't make Hosafas, so what's the pshat in the Ramah? Why are you permitted? I think the Mordechai, others explain, that's what it's based on, a Mordechai. That is, because a chassan, simchas yantiv, like the Gemara and Baba, and Gemara and Ksuvis, that we assume a chassan, that a chassan at simchas chassan makal is like simchas yantiv, we push off yantiv, avelos on yantiv, so basically they learn out the chassan has a din of simcha, it's like a yantiv, it's a personal yantiv, for the chassan and kawa. And therefore, just like on Yantiv, really, we pass, you're allowed to have osafas, even though the minig is not to, so too, you're allowed to have osafas. The Achronim disagree with Rama, and we don't follow the Rama la halacha, because they say it's true, maybe for the chassan it is, but everyone else in this shul, it ain't a Yantiv, and he's going to show up on Friday, you're going to read Kriyas HaTorah for him, you're going to add five aliyahs on this day. So the practice is we don't pass on like that Ramah in terms of splitting up, making Hosafas. So the Ramah, so either, if you don't go like the Ramah, so either only you're going to give one chassan an aliyah, or you're going to have to work out if you're going to send the kohen out of the room, which seems to be the practice anyway, at least during the week. It seems to be a practice that people have some places, you know, very big on Bikidashto, and that's it. You never do it. Others, in the minig seems to be in many places, at least during the week, you send that to Kohanim. Less likely on Shabbos, it gets in, it's etc. But either way, so we don't pass on like this Ramah. But what we do accept of the Ramah is that a chassan should get an aliyah. We don't make a hosafa for a chassan, that far we don't go, but we agree a chassan should get an aliyah. So what's the reason? What's the pshat in the Ramah? Why should a chassan during Sheva Shemei Mishta, during Sheva Brachas? Before he's married, he's not really in chassan. But even though the minig is we give him at the Ufra, but here we're talking about the real din is by chassan, and it's even stronger. It's the only din he doesn't bring this down by Yortzai, by Mitzvah, other things. So what's the logic? So that's where Rav Soloveitchik explained that we have a halacha that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yontif that we know there's an Indian Abasa of Vayayin. But that's Simchas Kreso, the Rambam writes. That's filling ourselves up. The real Iker Simcha is Bisameach, others, inviting other people over. In fact, that's how the Zohar says of Pshah. That's not the symbol of Pshah, but in the Mishnah Megillah, Amen Yontif L'Shabbos El Ochel Nefesh Belvad. So the Zohar says Derek Drush, I guess he says what means is on. It does on Shabbos, you can eat alone. But on Yontif, you have to have people over because it's a din of, why? Because it's a general din of Simchas Yantif, that one has to go ahead and mitzameach others. That's the pshat. In fact, with Purim coming up, that's the din of Mishaloch Manas, or you invite people over for the Suda. That's the Iker. That is the Iker Simcha, and that's the pshat in the chasen. And so he says, just like when there's halacha that a chasen that was sameach someone with tzedakah, so too we know Torah represents Simcha. Pikudei Hashem is Samchei Lev on Tisha B'Av. We can't learn Torah because it makes us happy. So therefore, when you get an Aliyah, you're going ahead and you're getting an Aliyah and you are teaching Torah Barabbim. That's the ultimate Simcha. And that's how the Mefarshim explained. There was an old minig, I think, about when a chassan would speak, so then they'd give him, nobody had even been on the earth for, but then they'd used to give him a matana. How could you give a matana on Shabbos? We know it's Isser or Mecca or Memchar. So there's the Bahag, there's the Magen Avraham. I think the Bahag talks about it by Dalad Minim. How could you do matana Manas Bahag there if it's a Mecca or Memcha and Yantiv, it's a business dealing? So the answer is it's B'Makka Mitzvah. It's us or Shalom B'Makka Mitzvah. B'Makka Mitzvah, it's us. Or also, I think they talk about by Yantiv, you don't have food. So, in terms of getting food from the grocer, from the food that you can do, if you don't have, I think there's a Mordechai about an Eir of Tavshuin, about you, if you didn't make an Eir of Tavshuin, so some you could give that other person the food, he can make it for you. So that's, you know, that's the minhag. Some by the rabbi giving a gift. Some say you make the kinyan beforehand. But if not, we see Makkah Mitzvah. So we see the same idea. The chasan. It's a chi of simcha. So we have to, it's a mitzameach. So what are we allowed him to take to give? Because he's teaching Torah. So that's also called makkah mitzvah. That's the simcha. So that's the yisod of the Ramah. The yisod of the Ramah about giving to chasanim. He takes it farther than we go, la halacha, that it's everyone's yantiv and therefore it's okay. However, what we assume halacha is that we don't do that. We don't make hasafas during the week for a chasan. But we do have an obligation to give a aliyah to a chasan. That's based on chi of simcha of a chasan. Therefore, either, as we said, as the Rambam, sameach others, or as well, pekud Hashem yisam mitzam chaylev, teaching Torah others is the biggest simcha. And hence, the chasan has to teach Torah barabim, and he does that by getting an aliyah.